prayer. Verse 12. Back to the theme of suffering. So it's obviously a very pertinent thing in their life. Beloved, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you. So clearly there's persecution going on, isn't there, in the communities, and they're suffering, maybe even martyred, and that may be the point about the dead. Maybe some people have even, and why not? There's no evidence of public. See, persecution is a difficult thing in the early church. Public, state, organized persecution, you don't get till the beginning of the second century. In fact, there's not a lot of that. I mean, it happened at terrible times. The worst time was as the Roman Empire was, because everything in them went wrong. They had to find someone to blame. So obviously the Christians were the blame ones. So the worst time, as you know, was Diocletian. That's at the, and he wasn't the main one to blame. It was one of his Caesars in the West, Galerius, I think his name was. Because by this time, Diocletian had retired somewhere over into the East. So, yes, there were times of, Decian was another one, of really terrible state determination to wipe out Christianity because Christianity was not honouring the gods. And if you start losing a battle, and the, you know, the beginnings of the so-called barbarian invasion, it was more barbarian than anybody else, is anybody's guess. But when that started, so they're blaming the Christians. So there were these efforts, but there weren't many of them. Most of the early church period was quiet. But in local, little local areas, this is the problem. There's not a lot of history about it. Though from Bithynia, which is one of the places he's writing to, we have Pliny the Younger wrote a letter back to Trajan, so that would be in about the year 106, 107, the beginning of the second century. That's 50 years after this, of course. So in the beginning, he writes back and says, what am I going to do about Christians? Because there are people who are coming up and blaming them for everything, and he describes what the Christians are doing and quite well. And Trajan sends back pretty good advice, which is pretty fair. You know, don't automatically, you know, go in and persecute them. He's trying to keep order. And Pliny was a good enough fellow too, trying to keep proper order. But it's clear that a lot of the ordinary people, there were riots against Christians. Well, let's assume that's what's happening here. Beloved, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal that's taking place among you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. Rejoice insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings. He doesn't mean want to suffer. He doesn't mean encourage persecution, of course. But if it's there and you can't stop it, what are you going to do? Well, keep in mind that you're suffering with Jesus and he's suffering with you. It's a very important bit of advice, isn't it, for any of us when we're suffering, to know we're not alone, that it has a meaning that's beyond our little meanings. So that you may glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. You can't shout for joy yet, but one day you'll look back and see. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you're blessed. Once again, we're going back to the Beatitudes, and Jesus often promised this. Because the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Encouraging them. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or a criminal or even as a mischief maker. If you suffer because you're all those things, well, you made the bed, you lie in it. It's your problem. But if your suffering comes from something else, if any of you suffers as a Christian, don't consider it a disgrace. Glorify God because you bear this name. For the time has come for judgment to begin with the household of God. If it begins with us, what will be the end for those who do not obey the gospel of God? Then he quotes Proverbs again, Proverbs 11:31. It is hard for the righteous to be saved. What will become of the ungodly and the sinners? If life's tough for those who have the beauty of sharing Jesus' life, if they find suffering tough, well, think of those who have no faith and no life of Christ in them. Therefore, let those suffering in accordance with God's will entrust themselves to a faithful Creator and continue to do good.